You know, we should have really either Ann Coulter appear on Bill Maher as a regular, kind of like a co-guest, or no, you know, co-host. Or she ought to have her own show. Now, she does have her own show. She does this podcast on Substack, which is nice. I like Ann Coulter. I don't think she's very sophisticated the way I am in understanding society from a system theoretical point of view. But we have a lot in common. We do believe that this immigrants from brown and black countries are detrimental to a white civilization. She understands that. She can't say it the way I say it, you know, but she hints on it many times, the low IQ of Mexicans and, you know, Central Americans and so on. And of course, Africans, the Negroid species, not a race, but a species. And she mentions that. And so she was on Bill Maher, and she made some very interesting racial point, because in the end, this is the main issue of American society. She was next to this thug, Van Jones. And of course, she embarrassed him. You know, he came out looking what he is. The only thing he could talk about were his family that nobody gives a shit about. So basically the conversation then got around many issues. Obviously she's into
the author of Generations, Dr. Gene Twenge.
Okay, she is. Now there's another idiot over here. I listened to this woman at the beginning of the show. Professor bullshit, and she really doesn't know what she's talking. Don't buy her books, whoever she is, Jean Twenge. Nobody knows, nobody cares who she is. She wrote a book about generation, and there is everything wrong with it. Anyway, so Bill Maher talked about brought the topic of the shooter in Kansas City, the kind of shooting that takes place all the time. And Ann Coulter, the brilliant Ann Coulter, makes a very interesting observation, something that white people know, something that, you know, white people know all the time, that if the shooter was white, we would have known like 2 seconds after the shooting happened. They would have labeled him white supremacist, racist, whatever. But as she says, we don't know. We don't know because they don't let us know. And of course, we have to assume that they're black. And 98% of the time, they're black, and maybe Mexican gangs, but you know, the point, I'm trying to get to where she says that Van Jones with the usual bullshit story. She doesn't say anything interesting. Anyway, the show is free on the internet. So she says, we don't know because every time you have this terrorist acts committed by blacks or Muslims, they don't tell us. You know, they just want to wait until we forget, until the story is yesterday's news before they talk about it. And of course, this terrorist, the vast majority of them are carried out by blacks. Of course, racist attacks, the murder of white people, literally hundreds of thousands of white people who were murdered by blacks. But we still hear about Emmett Till, something that happened about 600 years ago. They actually make a movie about this thug who sexually harassed white women. And he got what he deserved. And so now he's a victim, of course. George Floyd, another thug, who probably the best thing that we can say that at least he got the death penalty. The hero officer that put him to sleep, Derek Chauvin, is unfortunately in prison. And if there is a Republican president, he really should be let out. He was just doing his job, trying to clean society out of this vicious, hideous species, because they don't belong in a civilized society amongst Caucasians, predators, vicious, racist, hideous, hateful predators that we know what they are. And so now I'm sure Ann Coulter knows all of this, but, you know, she's in the media. She wants to get invited to Bill Maher. She wants to get paid for her books. She doesn't want to be labeled as a white supremacist, even though, God bless her, she is. And so, you know, it's the same story. And now white people, I think there is a new consciousness that's taken over the country, where white people are waking up. With social media, we expose them for the liars they are. I'm not a Trump fan, but I think when he says fake news, I think he's absolutely right. They're alternative type news. White people are educated, and it's time that you know, they are exposed, like Claudine Gay, this Harvard mutant. She looked like a damn mutant, that ugly face, that sort of gorilla chimp face. And so she got fired, but she still kept her $1 million job. I mean, it's unbelievable that that we, you know, we have white. And by the way, I don't blame this race of chimps for doing what they do. And this is all white liberals. It's all the fault of white liberals that allow them to do it, that apologize to them, that keep writing articles, making movies and television report, showing that they're just like us. You know, I'm just watching TV right now, and they have this like couple, this black male that looks something right out of a zoo, and this Asian woman, you know. And they keep having this Asian woman, of course, you know, not to mention black males and white women, you know, those who will eventually end up dead or, raped by a pack of niggers. And so now they have like this Asian women and black males on TV. And that's, of course, because of the televised reports on how this black males brutally, sadistically attack this Asian for no reason whatsoever. And they attack this Asians for absolutely no reason whatsoever. And you see the videos. I mean, humans don't do that. Humans absolutely don't do that. It only takes the mind of a degenerate Negro to really come up with that kind of brutality. And so now that, you know, the media has to have commercials where you have Asian women dating black males. Could anything be so stupid, you know? And so, you know, the issue of America, the issue of the world is this Negroid population of a separate species from humans, that we, unfortunately, because of some misguided religious view, we think of them as human. They're not. They don't belong with us, all right? Just like pit bulls don't belong roaming the street. They ought to have a muzzle on their mouth and with a leash around their neck, and that's the way they ought to be. And obviously, population control with all kinds of chemicals to make sure that the population doesn't grow anymore. And hopefully in the future, there won't be any left. I mean, let's face it, they contribute absolutely nothing to society. They absolutely nothing to society. They don't invent anything. They don't create anything. They don't discover anything. Totally parasitic. Tons of taxpayers' money goes to pay for these black cities. If it wasn't for white suburban money, it goes to pay for the fire, the police. They would not exist. Detroit, Atlanta, Newark, Compton, although Compton now is all Mexican, all this black city, Memphis, we keep them floating. We white people, pay trillions of dollars to these black politicians, black welfare parasites, and so on and so forth. It's got to stop. It's got to stop. Unfortunately, the Republican Party, including Donald Trump, who's a fucking idiot, is not going to do anything about it.